Just hurry up, Adam, so we can have lunch.
Did you format it?
Yes, I formatted.
All right, Adam's going to the little girl's room.
He's going to examine his own pussy.
Yeah.
He's going to step over it. Yeah. He's going to step over a mirror to look at his own pussy for the first time.
He's spreading it open with his fingers. He has to go dilate. Because he got the surgery.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I wonder if we're going to, now that Biden's president, we're going to have some, because I really feel bad for trans people getting the hole made.
Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, it's not there yet.
You don't think so?
No, you got to keep a thing. You got to keep like a fucking...
Everyone? I thought that was in the past.
No.
You got to sleep with a
You got to sleep with a cucumber in your pussy? Yeah, it'll seal up like a gauged out ear.
Wow.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, the pussy stays, doesn't it?
No.
Why don't they do it like you do a swimming pool?
It's a woot. Your body's like constantly in a state of like something's wrong.
Yeah, but what if you just... There's got to be ways to stop that from happening.
Yeah, sleeping with a dildo in every single night. It'll start growing hair on the inside sometimes.
Mm. What if you put a pocket pussy in the hole?
You'll see, like, there's like forums where people describe, like, what do I do about the smell? Everyone in my office is complaining. And it's like, I guess maybe you should like microwave bananas or something. You'd be like, oh, it's my lunch.
Bananas?
Yeah.
Why bananas?
Because it's a strong smell. Bananas are a smell. It doesn't smell like pussy. Other smells.
You should microwave fish.
Neither does their vagina. That's the problem.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe. Can you imagine if a woman having a really stinky
like
pussy?
A cis woman's her pussy just stunk up in office?
I feel like I know a couple. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that before.
That's gotta suck to be in an office and there's like somebody who's like cheapo surgery. Pussy is just making, like just making the place reek.
Yeah, and you're like, look, I'm on the team. I'm happy for you.
You're closing the door to the HR manager's office every day, being like, this has to stop.
Yeah. Why did Claudia have to go to Mexico to get this gender reassignment
if
surgery?
If only we had put pussies on the fucking on the healthcare plan.
Yeah. Why didn't we all give to that fucking GoFundMe, which we thought was annoying?
They're just like in their office, like typing away or whatever, and like somebody's coming by and like caulking the door. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, they say that a door is make too much noise. So they wanted to put a silicone around the door.
He's wearing a hazmat suit.
Okay, sounds good. I'll just get back to typing now.
I gotta believe
there's a keyboard just being smashed into pieces. It's my
oh man,
I'm typing a letter.
poor lady.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this:
it's a really shitty lot in life.
Too. How far? Don't say it's shitty. Okay, don't put.
No, it's difficult.
Well, now you're looking down on somebody.
I'm not saying they get the whip, but. You know, everywhere they go, Mexican guys are caulking
under their doors. To get out, they have to call them because they're caulked in.
You just got
to
laugh at them. You know?
How far do you think the pussy surgery is? I got to think that I think your information is outdated.
I think Biden is putting about 60% of the budget into making these surgeries
pussy
better. Making
it used to be out of dildo in there and it didn't would seal up on you. That's how they used to do it. Is you go in and you get a dildo, you go down to a dildo store and you say, let me get an extra wide one because I got a long weekend and I'm not going to be able to bring my dildo with me. And stretch it out, maybe, you know, the size of a tennis ball, you're good through Memorial Day weekend. That's what we used to do. We in the Delaware days, me and Bo, we'd stretch out my friend Eric, he got a pussy. And we'd stretch it out the size of a volleyball, leave on Friday. We'd be down on the shore till Monday.
Rehoboth.
We'd go down to Rehoboth. He'd meet guys. He'd have two or three of them fuck him at the same time.
So Eric was a man but had a pussy.
Yeah. Eric was a man and he had a
Biden
pussy.
Biden was helping friends him. With.
Yeah. It used to be every guy had a pussy. He's so tricky to do. I can do like one or two words.
Yeah.
And then I lose.
You got the cadence down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the corn pop video is just a good reference point. I see the pattern with which he speaks.
I was practicing.
When he says, not a joke, he has a long sentence, then he has a short sentence.
So you've been studying him.
I was practicing him last night, and I got just the word victory I can do.
Okay.
Here. A victory.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That one was... that's as close as I got. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
A victory. A victory. A victory.
Shouts out to fucking Joe, dude. My man was getting his
largest
ass
turnout in a presidential election.
Yeah, because he sort of aped Obama's cadence a bit.
Yeah,
after
totally.
8 years with him.
Because he did such a...
But
yeah.
it's very slight, and you can go into Obama land. It's mm-hmm. like it's combining Obama and like a mid-Atlantic guy.
Right.
But not a full on.
He doesn't do the
guy.
Full O.
Just a pinch, taste. And then he's also got kind seasoning. Of like an old person accent.
Of course,
he's very tricky.
It's Obama's deceptive. Got a little bit more baritone in there.
Jim Carrey. Come I on, watched like a second of Jim Carrey's. It's
not
horrible.
Bad. No. I thought it wasn't it's terrible. Bad. It's hard bad. To do Biden.
Yeah, but
we'll find a good Biden guy one of these
you
days.
Can't, they have eight white guys on SNL. One of them can't do fucking Biden.
I feel bad for
a
people.
A victory.
That's it.
Really good.
That's as close as anyone's ever going to get.
That's really good, man.
A victory.
Damn, the stocks in the Trump comedy
I'll be a president.
Industry are crashing.
A president right that unites rather than divides.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rather than divides.
But that's a little southern. Divide is a little southern.
It's not divide. It's divides.
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 I don't know.
I watched a movie.
That's how he says it.
I watched the first half hour of a movie where Robert Duvall plays an insane lawyer.
You gotta suck the dick down slow.
It was a weird
movie. You gotta get the dick hard and then you suck it down slow.
It was a... John Travolta played a fucking ambulance chasing guy, mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. like him, Tony Shalhoub, and the guy from Boogie Nights whose wife cucks him, so he fucking...
William H. Macy.
Yes, mm-hmm. William H. Macy. They were like lawyers together, and then some kids got cancer. It was a fucking weird movie.
That sounds like a good law firm.
Not all the kids have cancer, only the ones that are slow. It used to be everybody got cancer, and then we come around, and now it's only the retarded kids are getting cancer because they're slow.
I was watching, he's in Gone in 60 Seconds. He plays like the old guy, like car thief or whatever.
Hell yeah. Really? I got to see that movie.
Dude, it's so bad.
I can't wait.
It's really bad.
And they put on Lowrider, and Nicolas Cage is like, not yet. And it just gets to like the bup, 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 and he's like, okay, let's roll.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. We all watched Nicky
I watched
Steve
The Rock.
I watched Snake Eyes and then Port of Call. I've been on a little Nick run recently.
Every movie should have him and Robert Duvall in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched The Rock because I wanted to see some Sean Connery.
You don't understand. It's not just the president's men. It's all of them. It's all of the president's men. The president, he's got men, and there's all of them. It's not just one or two or three. It's we're talking about every single one of the men that the president has. There's Willie is not free, and we're going to free him. We're going to take, there's a whale, and we're going to free him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He was the trainer, wasn't he?
There's a whale I want to let. I want to let out of here.
You're right.
You can't let him go because he lives in a zoo. A whale belongs here in the zoo, and if he gets out, won't know what to do with himself. He'll try and go down there and fuck them all.
The whale will?
Yeah, I don't know.
The whale will try and get pussy from everyone? Yeah.
Used to be a whale couldn't get fucked. me and Rap Rock Obama, we had a conversation where I said fuck.
it's hard to go from Duvall to Biden.
He's close.
Because there's a little overlap.
Yeah, there's overlap with everybody.
That's not
it's called
true.
The English language.
No, there's not overlap. What's the overlap between Robert Duvall and Michael Jackson?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
The moves. Well, they're Eskimo brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they both got pussy from Presley. This, what's her name?
Doesn't matter if your color Lisa. Is black or white. It can't be any kind of color.
You could always be my baby.
That's not.
I can't do it.
You don't want to be a color.
You can always be my baby. It doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Oh, I thought always be my baby.
Yeah, that's. She also says that. In a different one.
I'm trying to have sex for the first time. It's the American people have spoken and they want to let me have sex for the first time.
Damn, dude.
I am sexually attracted to Dr. Jill, though. Mm-hmm. I think she looks good.
I'm trying to get Topmala from Kamala.
The first Italian. Oh, yeah. You saw that picture of Kamala?
Absolutely. With her titties out.
Wait, who is she
Montel
with?
Montel Williams.
Did Montel get pussy from the vice president?
I don't think
president?
So. I don't believe so.
With his glaucoma?
He doesn't have glaucoma. He has some kind of muscular dystrophy, I think.
No, I thought he's a weed advocate because of his glaucoma.
I believe he has some kind of body issue.
Dude, she looks so hot in that Montel Williams
I should petition the government to fill the cabinet with only people I can sort of do impressions of.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that
just
would,
for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
Like, who else?
Secretary of Labor, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Who put his dick in my ass?
We got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he's going to be in charge of the jobs.
Secretary of the Interior, Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. And the interior is inside of his ass.
It's inside of my ass.
Yeah.
Or a woman's pussy.
There's a department and no one knows what it is. The interior of what? Your mind, your ass. And we could go in there and make fun videos. You can laugh, you can dance, you can sing. I mean, I've got corny ideas, but you'll think of something much better.
Ah, fuck, dude.
And head of the Department of Education, we got...
Shakira.
I guess, sure.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
Housing and Urban Development.
Fuck man, fuck my halls. Yeah, like that. She sounds like Meatwad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Meatwad.
Mm. Yeah, she's got a back on the throat.
I like the idea of using whole episodes of the show to just work out one impression. Getting kind of close and then drifting further and further
apart.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Jokes, just the workshops.
Just that's what you guys... are not paying for, because this is a free one.
Well, also too, it's like most of the people that listen to the show, they're really funny, and they're going to have a future in comedy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just need
especially the best ones that listen.
Yeah,
ones we like to hear from the most.
They're all going to be successful comedians. It's just they got to just keep getting drunk and DMing people about wanting to get into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's because of Corona is why. Obviously, that's why, you know.
Otherwise, they would be popping.
Otherwise,
right,
they'd be on Comedy Central.
Oh, right.
They'd be, you know. We have no idea what we're talking about.
No.
Mm-hmm. You definitely. It's the audience.
Right, right.
So a workshop kind of show.
And in fact, yeah, it would be good because then they can actually tell us their opinions.
No, they could just be shaking with rage seeing us miss after miss. Mm-hmm. You know?
But we'll get some constructive feedback.
Yeah, we could get some notes.
Mm-hmm.
I love the notes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, when you fuck my house, you make my pussy go fast. Oh, we wanted to see a show with Shakira.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from the grave.
Yeah. Who do you think I'm doing?
Oh, I thought that was Regis.
Oh, yeah. We went to see Shakira. And I tell you, I thought she was black. And we get there. She's maybe Italian. It's just like the old days. Back when the Italians were apes.
When I had to pretend I wasn't half Albanian. Fucking rest in piss.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
You
to that fucking scum, that Balkan scum. Although R.I.P. to the prince, Alex Trebek.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was Albanian?
No.
I'm mad that we did that riff about him after Sean Connery died. And then he died.
Yeah.
Because that's going up.
It probably really hurt his feelings.
Oh, it hasn't gone up yet?
No.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Or maybe it has. I have no idea.
Yeah. We should make an official statement.
I have no idea what episodes are.
Yeah, there's a computer that's deciding at random which episodes are going up.
We don't even. What we did was me, Nick, and Adam all talked for 10 hours separately, and an algorithm puts these together now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. We it's don't kind have of a to bot. Ever.
Yeah. So they got an algorithm. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all right.
Biden. That's how you'd say it. Yeah. That's how you'd say
algorithm.
That's how you'd say
an algorithm.
Algorithm is good. Yeah, you slurred it.
Yeah. You know
he's
what it
got
is?
An algorithm.
He's almost completely, every instant, he's so close to just falling into being a dementia old guy.
Yeah.
And he's clawing back. The beginnings of the words is where it's like,
they're pumping.
You got to find a perfect Biden. a perfect. There you go. Mm-hmm. Perfect victory. Perfect victory.
Joe, we want Joe.
Algorithm, perfect victory.
See, that's the computer talking.
Yeah, that was the computer.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a sound.
It is so funny.
I'm going to find and do Biden word by word.
You should, bro.
And I'll get there.
I believe in you.
Biden, Hunter.
I don't think he says the name in public.
He says my beautiful son.
He says my beautiful son.
My beautiful son.
That was great.
He smokes crack.
Beautiful was great.
My beautiful son. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful son. Kamala vagina. Kamala vagina.
He says Kamala, doesn't he?
Kamala vagina. Vagina.
Is it Kamala?
Kamala.
Oh, okay.
You
presidential,
racist.
Presidential, presidential.
It's going to be so funny when she loses.
Presidential.
Because she has no swag despite being hot.
She loses to Don Jr.
I'm going to refill my coffee here.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Go for it.
Isn't the coffee right there?
It's right across the table.
Yeah, we're working with a nice big cup, a nice one of those boxes of Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Nick let me off for the day. He said, don't worry about it.
He said, don't worry, coffee bitch. We're going to make, we got some Dunkin', a big box of Joe.
Don't worry about it. Dude. Don't worry about it. You fine piece of
I miss working secretary. In an office that just catered things that didn't need to be catered. Had a big fucking thing of Dunkin'.
Granola bars.
Had a fucking espresso machine. Had cereal I just used to eat so much of. Shouts out to the
Child Porn
International.
Yeah, I remember I used to go to that office and some like fucking black lady when I was in the kitchen, she was like, excuse me, do you work here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I'm sorry. Is this cereal coming out of your paycheck?
I know.
You have to like make sure that I'm.
She went on to have an affair with the boss, I believe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The dude
was there was something lady? About her that you could tell she was going to do something.
No, there wasn't.
There was some. You could see it in her eyes, or maybe the area around it. Her skin, I think, is what.
No,
they call
that
it.
Wasn't it.
It was in her skin.
I don't. Maybe it wasn't her.
They say I don't have enough melanin to be black. Well, I'll tell you, black is. It's not about the color of your skin, pal. It's about whether or not you're going to use a certain word.
That's
and
right.
And I promise, I will use the word every day that I'm present. Not in public. I'll wake up and I'll say it with a soft A to my wife, John. What's her name?
Dr. Jill.
Dr. Phil. My wife from the Dr. Phil show.
Come over here and suck my penis, Joe.
Well, when I look over, a big joke in our house, I look over at my wife and I say, you are not the father, just like her from her TV show.
Now, why wouldn't you give me head, Joe?
Mm-hmm. That's Dr. Phil.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if Dr. Phil tried to do like a Maury thing, and he would bring on like black couples, and he'd be like, why are you not paying child support?
He's like, we're married to each other.
Yeah. And he's like, you got to stop being a deadbeat father and take care of your kids.
Like, I'm a professor.
Yeah, it's just
I don't even know how we got on this show.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Well, I have the results right here.
Results for what?
And it's just like that drawing of the racist cartoon of the black guy with the cell phone. Where all the words are like gabba gabba big snoot. You know that racist?
I don't know that one.
That's an old racist dude.
It's a picture of the ad. Used to see it, you'd go online, you'd go on 4chan, and you'd see the picture. This guy with a big, big nose and lips.
Oh, I see that genre.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar to the racist Jewish one where it's the guy with a really big nose clasping his hands?
Yeah, they're
I think that one's been around.
This one.
Oh wow, that's very racist.
That's quite racist. It looks like that one's from an age where cell phones existed.
Yeah.
The moneylender one is, I think that's
centuries. Sure.
I think that's from maybe the early 20th century.
Mm. I don't know. It had a modern flair to it.
You think so?
Yeah. I think this is from Mad Magazine. back when they were still kooky.
What the fuck? So Mad Magazine has nothing to do with Mad TV?
I mean, it's like the same brand.
But there's a completely
speaking of
different
brands,
I love, which I love, something that I love.
Let me take a look here. I'm really excited about Cushy Dreams.
Oh, dude, tell me the fuck about it.
You know, what I could not stop thinking about today is, let's see, smokable CBD.
yeah.
It's really
high quality CBD.
Yeah, it's really been on my mind lately is the, I really can't. I'm so excited about...
And me too, by the way. I'm at the same level as you.
Yeah, I've been feeling that way too.
Oh, about smokable flower.
It's California and
California
Oregon.
California and Oregon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lab.
In labs.
Well, my favorite part is that it's lab.
A lot of people have Georgia on their mind. For racist reasons. Victory. A victory. A victory.
Joe, why don't you smoke some CBD out of my ass?
Georgia.
Sounds a little drunk.
It's good that you need a little piece of that.
Yeah. No, he doesn't drink, dude.
It's his stutter.
Yeah, it's his stutter.
He
got mad at his boys for getting drunk at his bachelor party.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he's a herb.
What?
He's not, yeah. In
he
like the
drink?
60s, yeah.
Did he ever do drugs?
Well, I don't think he likes them getting too throat.
That's why Hunter.
Cussy James is one.
That's
of
why
the,
Hunter.
Cussy James is one of the best ways to. When I smoke it, I feel. They say there's no drugs in there, but I get so fucked up. I can't weed. I can't think. Dude, I'm just twisted.
Really?
I get absolutely twisted off smokable CBD.
Smokable CBD from Cushy Dreams? Fuck. Chill out, dude.
Whoa, damn. I'm on a different planet right now, dude.
Yeah, dude, we can see it.
I can't even probably get a job without...
Put your balls back into your onesie.
I probably can't even get a job without some kind of form being filled out by the state.
Right now. So, yeah. Wait, let's...
The joke is that...
Cushy Dreams is so good it makes you retarded?
No, it's that a retarded guy is smoking CBD and pretending to be high. No, I'm not retarded. I'm high. No, it's real weed. No, I'm just high off fucking weed.
And everyone's like, this is actually high quality Cushy Dreams. Yeah, it has no THC in it.
No, I'm definitely. I'm just high. That's yeah, fucking A, B, C. That's all I got. I can't. You lost me on that one. It's because of the ganj. It's a messed up of ganj.
Because
if he smoked full power weed, then it's like, then he would be, you know.
Forget about
come all the way back around to Elon Musk.
That's right.
That's the smartest man in the world.
Flowers of Algernon was about. Mm-hmm. A fucking retarded guy that smokes weed.
Actually, I have Down syndrome. And I smoked so much weed that I went past being retarded all the way to being a millionaire genius.
Is he a genius?
No.
He's incredibly smart.
Well, I don't know if he's a stupid, but...
Hey, I'm smarter than him.
Yeah.
Elon
I'm smarter
Musk.
Than that guy. That guy that's life is much better than mine. I certainly am not just figuring out a way to construct an alternate reality in which I'm doing better than him.
Hey, man. I honestly, his life sounds worse than mine, honestly. In terms of all the work you'd have to do.
Yeah.
We come here, we barely do any bullshit. We barely work.
Yeah, my job doesn't end, dude. I like take the files. I go through every syllable.
That's true.
I listen to the Biden impression over and over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people, they really don't. They think I don't work at all. Do you sit in your apartment for hours saying the word victory over and over again?
a victory.
And see, and to get yourself to that.
Was that you or Biden?
That was me.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It sounded like Biden.
And it fell apart after that. But
sorry,
that's
but
that was the best one.
A victory.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And you know
a victory.
You know it would be a really big
It's not close when I do it now. I don't know what it is or something.
You had it in the ether.
A victory. Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
Better?
Yeah.
A victory. A victory.
Too much old man than the last one.
A victory.
It's good.
A victory.
Am I there?
Yeah. You know what would be a
smokable
really,
flower.
That's right. You know what would be a really big victory would be to go to cushydreams.com.
I'm going to read the ingredients of this shit.
Cushydreams.com. Put in the promo code COMETOWN and get 20% off your first order or any order. Maybe first. The point is, if you want to smoke your CBD...
Because you got it.
Smoke your CBD because you can.
Because
victory.
And that's a really big
victory.
A victory.
Victory.
A victory.
Where the fuck is the copy? Here we go. All right.
Cushy Dreams offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD that specializes in extraordinary CBD rich hemp flower. A.K.A. Bud and pre-roll CBD joints.
I love that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Join a group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies and want to smoke
I'm not
their
a baby.
CBD.
I'm not a fucking little bitch. I want to smoke my CBD.
The primary talking points looks like high-quality marijuana.
Which you want to ban.
It feels like high-quality marijuana. And it tastes like high-quality marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
CBD content is up to 20%, noticeable in the highest of the game. The attention to detail is noticeable on a beautiful flower. Smoking your CBD is the most efficient.
Oh, he'd be good
we
for
cabinet. We forgot yeah. about cabinet.
Yeah.
Cabinet
Secretary of State
of
Robin
Urban
Williams.
Affairs.
It does urban not get yeah. you high.
Yeah, housing and urban
and
development.
Urban development. Yeah. Robin Williams is black. Preacher character.
Independent lab testing. That's Nick Nolte.
Nice. Yeah.
Independent lab testing shows compliance and purity. It's going in California and fucking Oregon. Each plant is hand selected by a group of a whole bunch of I guess scientists. cannabis flower experts.
Yeah, I was trying to dial in Nolte too.
That's good.
The other night, bouncing mm-hmm. back and forth between Nolte and
Nolte
Biden.
And Biden.
Because you do Nolte, it gives you a little bit of rasp.
Mm-hmm. Get you in the Biden zone. Just
I was his lawyer. I defended him after he fucked me in the ass.
Well, you defended him against yourself.
Yeah, that's Cape Fear where he
okay,
was.
Okay, yeah.
He was.
I was a public defender assigned to his case. But I was also the victim. He fucked me in my ass.
Wow.
Wait, is that what happens in Cape Fear?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Counselor, you were supposed to represent me, counselor. And just because I fucked you in the ass.
He was both the victim and the attorney for
I
the
want
the,
what was I supposed to do? He fucked me in the ass.
That's not how the law works. Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
They
no, another guy? That's exactly what happened.
Nick Nolte's, yeah, what's his name? Robert De Niro rapes a girl, and Nick Nolte is his public defender, and he suppresses evidence that the girl was promiscuous. Because, like, you know, he beat him up, or he beat the girl up so bad. So Max Cady does 15 years in jail, and then he gets out, and he wants revenge on the prosecutor because he spent his time
but
in
prison. But he did rape her, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so who cares?
Yeah, and Nick Nolte, I mean, he just didn't do his job right.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then Robert De Niro goes to jail yeah. for 30 years.
I can outfight you.
Practicing his Southern accent.
Outsmoke CBD weed you.
Yeah. He practices a Southern accent for 30 years and reads books and
he
gets
does pull-ups, right?
I got three lines. Private Reserve, Ultra Premium, and Premium.
That's awesome.
Every yeah. can size is three and a half grams. You can make a nitrogen shield. Let's see what the fucking it says. Fucking shit out of this fucking piece of shit.
It's like mostly what that movie. And then he's cheating on his wife too.
Oh, nice.
And then so Robert De Niro rapes the woman that he's cheating on his wife and bites off a piece of her face.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's badass. I'd say it's just bad.
I can't
bad.
Go to the cops. I'm going to find out I was having an affair.
Oh, so that's
the
why
perfect crime.
Yeah. He doesn't go to the cops.
Who's the wife in that? It's Jane Fonda?
That sounds right.
Did Jane? How many movies was she in? I know her mostly as doing exercise.
All Dogs Go to Heaven. All Dogs Go to Heaven
and
too.
Being like anti-Vietnam. That's her two claims to fame.
Someone told me a very perfect crime recently.
Hit me with
it's it. It's like a kind of a dorm room prank, right?
But yeah, hold on.
Oh yeah, promo code.
Yeah, why don't we focus on doing our goddamn job?
I thought we did it.
We didn't do it. We didn't finish a fucking. We didn't finish a fucking job. Every pre-roll is 1 gram.
Just say the fucking promo code.
Just say the code.
I'm trying to find it.
We've done enough.
Promo code CUMTOWN for 20%
off. That's right. CushyDreams.com.
All right, cash.
Relax. Anytime, hybrid.
I do fuck with, I honestly do literally fuck with Cushy Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I do be smoking that CBD.
I like the hustle.
Nah, dude, I'm actually fucked up on weed. It's not, I speak fine. A victory. Algorithm.
What's the perfect crime, Adam?
Oh, it's kind of like a dorm room prank. You piss in a cookie sheet, like, and then you freeze it, and then you slide it underneath someone's door.
That is pretty good.
And
actually,
then it melts into a puddle.
I wouldn't say it's a perfect crime because you get caught still.
Well, you can't get caught because you didn't open the door. You know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's like that riddle where someone kills themselves with an icicle, right? But then it melts. Or someone stabs someone with an icicle. Or
I remember one. There was
what is it? That riddle?
Me and Dana were hanging out. Like this was 10 years ago, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like just brutally hungover.
And, hell yeah!
And just like her like apartment at the time, they had some like sunroom. I forget. It was a nice day. Just like. I couldn't move.
Right.
And then just eating croissants in the sunroom. Yeah. And I guess she started like looking up like riddles on her phone. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
But one of them was what's a crime you can get arrested for attempting but not completing or committing?
Suicide, right?
Well, that was the answer, but someone had responded killing every police officer.
That's really good.
Which is a much better
answer. Yeah, that's a really much better answer.
Wait, you can't get arrested for attempting suicide.
Yeah, you can.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
Adam has riddles memorized, just in case. State capitals and riddles.
State capitals, let's go.
The little stinker personality kid.
It's the worst kind of person to be.
Yeah, we agree. But what? How could you get arrested for committing suicide?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to put a book together called The Little Stinker Personality Kid.
Oh, I have so much to contribute.
All the state capital, yeah.
I have so much to contribute.
The Adam book. I watched Bright Lights, Big City the other night.
What's that about?
That guy reminds me of you, Adam.
What's
Michael J. Fox, his character.
Yeah.
What's Bright Lights, Big City about?
It's about a guy that's kind of like a loser. And he's just doing cocaine all the time and lives in New York, and he's got a bunch of cool friends.
Oh, that's awesome. How big is his dick?
But it's like...
It's really small.
He's dating a model, and she leaves him.
Oh, that is like me.
And then he like can't deal with it.
Is that really the movie?
Yeah. And he like fancies himself a writer, but he doesn't write.
He's illiterate.
He never gets any writing done.
Sounds pretty much like...
He never gets any writing done. He just sits in his apartment and then goes out and does cocaine.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds good.
And then at the end of the movie, he gets drunk and embarrasses himself. And then just like, while still fucked up, cruises along like the west side and pretends like there's some voiceover indicating that like his writer's block is gone, but the things he's saying are like incredibly trite and bad and really just terrible writing.
This is Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, it's probably the worst writing in the movie. It's like that closing like internal monologue
for
Michael J. Fox.
Is it supposed to be bad?
While he eats bread. No.
It's supposed to signal the movie, that's breakthrough. Supposed to
be like it's yet another
triumphant
like,
moment.
It's a yet another like self-centered kind of boomer movie.
Yeah.
But it there's like a slight self. I mean, it's tragic, you know. So it's not like Big Chill where you don't really give a shit about that guy who died. Yeah.
I saw The Pope of Greenwich Village, which is a pretty funny movie. Yeah. It's pretty, like, it seems like it's...
Hey, everybody, it's me, the Pope. It's here I come. You're a saint. You're a saint. Angel wings for everybody. We're all going to wear wings and fuck each other in the ass.
That sounds like heaven to me.
Welcome to Vatican III.
It's Mickey Rourke before his... What did he do? Get plastic surgery?
Yeah, a lot.
Dude, he was like a...
He was so cute.
He was a cute guy.
Yeah, he was handsome.
And his voice was like... His voice was really like kind of high-pitched.
He's a totally different guy.
Yeah.
His voice... It really fucked me up seeing him.
Yeah, in Diner, he's really cute.
And he's really cute.
And he has like a really like soft, like higher pitched voice.
But The Pope of Greenwich Village is... So the guy... What is it? Eric Roberts? You guys know that motherfucker?
Yeah, Julie Roberts' brother.
Is that really your brother?
Yeah.
The guy who played the mobster in the Dark Knight?
Yeah.
So he's young as fuck, and they gave him like a jerry curl to look Italian.
Cool.
And Mickey Rourke also plays the Italian. But the movie makes no sense because they act like mobsters, but they're just... fucking unemployed, you know, dagos. And
well, I'll tell you what they can do is they can put on a pair of Mac Weldon underwear.
Oh, really?
They can go ahead and put on a pair of Mac Weldon underwear. Yeah. Underwear.
Yeah, underwear.
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 They used to wear underwear on the outside of your pants, and they called it overalls.
Mm.
And it was big and blue and made out of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got rid of that because it was racist.
Interesting.
And they said it was racist. Mark, I wrote the 1994 crime bill on the inside of a pair of dungarees and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, we didn't have pens. You had to write everything in your pants.
Yeah, your own shit.
You had to let a turd poke out of your asshole and write
just a little bit like a
just
pen.
Just a little bit like a mechanical pencil. They used to call me Scrawling Joe Crazy Pants because I had an asshole like a mechanical pencil. I'd let you'd put a cock in my mouth and then click down a couple of notches. Turd would come out of my ass.
So the cock would push the turd out through your mouth.
That's a good visual.
We all remember the game you play, take a mechanical pencil, you press it out all the way, you put it on your arm and hold the eraser, like pretend like you were doing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the difference was, is I was doing drugs for real. I was in third grade shooting dope.
Oh, really?
I was the first guy, I took it from the Chinese.
It was opium back then.
I was
then.
The first guy in Delaware in Scranton. In Scranton, Delaware, doing Chinese opium.
Now, let me ask you, why was it a cock? Why didn't you put like a popsicle
or a
banana?
Opium.
Interesting.
Opium.
Fuck, what does he sound like?
So,
why is he so elusive? So, Joe, when you were shitting in your pants...
Where is Joe?
When you were shitting in your pants, did you have special underwear?
Why can't you dial it in? Why can't you do this?
You'll get it, buddy.
Why can't you fucking do this?
No, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting
it's
yourself.
Because
I'm hitting
myself. It's because you're... It's God. It's because you're gay. No, that's not it.
Yes, dude.
Stop.
No, wait.
Mac Weldon underwear is the only underwear that you can wear... All the way to the bank.
All the way to the bank.
Yeah, it's the only pair of underwear you can wear
all the way to the bank.
You can only wear a pair of underwear you can wear all the way to the bank.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be the next 4 years of this podcast. Trying to get closer.
The ratings.
I feel like I finally know how to do Trump now that he's almost gone.
Wow, dude,
Trump like wasn't an easy one.
He is. He's very easy. He's
people really easy. Thought.
He's hard to get.
I feel like
perfect.
At the 11th hour, there was one guy that did a really good one.
That one guy in LA. There's plenty of guys
that do him perfect.
He's
an
easy
impression, but I, for whatever reason, I could never do him.
Yeah, I guess there are a couple. There's a.
I couldn't do it.
Tony guy.
He's difficult. He's very tricky. For me, it wasn't easy.
But that's like more like younger Trump, I feel like. There's like an old guy element to his voice.
Let's
too.
Just whatever. Talk about this.
Look,
fucking
the thing
underwear.
Is, when you put the underwear in your pussy and in your asshole, it feels awesome.
You got to put the underwear in your fucking pussy. Yeah, you just go ahead and put the underwear in your fucking pussy. Ah, hell, just go ahead and put it
just
in there.
Ball it up, put it in your pussy. You'll feel fresher than a daisy. We guarantee that's the Mack Weldon guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
They're good for wearing, they're also good for keeping your pussy dry. Or if you're trans and you don't have a dildo handy, you could ball up a pair of Mack Weldons, mm-hmm. put them in your new pussy, keep it nice and open.
They're antimicrobial.
They're antimicrobial, right, so they're so not going to smell
get you
bad.
Sick.
No one's going to caulk your office
mm-hmm.
if you have Mack Weldon stuffed up your new pussy.
Their their silver line of underwear is antimicrobial.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's free silver too.
You can, nice. And if times are tough, you can fucking times melt the underwear down and get the silver and sell that.
Yeah, silver is the new standard.
When I got HIV, I knew I had to get special underwear and make sure that I didn't transmit the virus to any of the women I was having unprotected sex with.
Oh, so Charlie.
I didn't know Mack Weldon was gonna can stop AIDS from spreading.
It's tiger blood.
Yeah. It's naturally antimicrobial.
We're not positive about that, but it's a good chance that Mack Weldon stops AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. That's not one of the selling points, but probably.
Well, how about me, Indian guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Whoa.
Put him in the cabin.
I'm one of the most perfect impression is Indian guy. All the way from downtown India. Coming at you all the way live.
What do you think of Mack Weldon's Mr.
I
Indian
cannot
guy?
Wait to wear it with my pair of sandals. The pair of sandals.
So just underwear and a pair of sandals.
Oh my God, I can't wait to wear it to the doctor's office.
Wow.
No, I can't wait to
The doctor's
Park
office.
And be in the Apple commercial. My name is Brajit, and I learned English.
Brajit.
Jeff Goldblum.
From watching Jeff Goldblum.
This I like this character. There's something about this guy.
I learned all my English.
So Brajit, the Indian guy that Prajut, talks like...
Prajut.
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 I can't wait to shove English up my ass.
That's awesome.
They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping.
That's awesome.
Your experience, how easy it was, how great a product is. Mack Weldon is the most comfortable underwear, socks, underwear, hoodies, and sweatpants, and more than you'll ever wear.
Wow.
They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it. They'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Hell yeah.
Not only does it look good, it performs well, too. It's good for working out, going to work, going on dates, just everyday life.
Getting pussy?
Personal experience must include the host's personal experience with the product. For example, what did you buy? How easy was it to use a website? Which project is your favorite and why? What kind of activities did you do while wearing your new Mack Weldon clothing?
Let me stop you there. Nick got his ass fucked while wearing a hoodie.
He was wearing them, though.
That's not fucking true.
Yes,
it's
it
a
is.
Fucking lie.
Yes, it is, Nick. Nicholas Pantaleano.
Yeah, but Joey Underpants here.
Joey Underpants Leano. Oh, wow.
Joey Underpants Leano.
That's good.
You know, growing up in Newark, everybody was gay.
Uh-huh.
You had to wear a scarf down the corner to have gay sex with guys.
Really?
I watched some interview with him.
You sent me that. That was fucking so weird.
Really, like talking about the Matrix, and he's like, you know, I didn't understand the movie at all. He just had like no idea what was going on.
Oh, you sent me another one. First of all, he dresses hysterical now.
Yeah. All actors do.
He's like a backwards Kangol guy, no?
No, he's gone to the next level. He's wearing like weird bowlers and like like purple
he's
glasses.
Steampunk?
Sort of, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I went to Mack Weldon because and I got the, I just wear their like their daily jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
They got nice underwear though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking.
Nick's wearing them right now. His cock looks huge.
Mm.
Hey, wait a second, he's taking them off. his dick is much I can't even smaller. See it. Mm-hmm. So there's something about call Mac, it a well, dick. It's barely a dick now. Yeah. But hold on, he's putting them back on.
Massive.
Wow.
Juicy.
My ass is drooling mm-hmm. thinking about that thing. Mm-hmm. So that's they're, the kind of stuff. Underwear
is so nice, it starves gay now.
Yeah. That, and if that isn't a personal experience testimonial, yeah. I don't know what is.
If you've never heard of something, if you've...
Was it Brando?
Yeah, you have to, yes.
Yeah. You have to, did you watch the Connie Chung interview I
said? Did you watch your mouth?
All right, never speaking?
Damn, what he got is? Your ass. Marlon Brando got your ass,
yeah, that's
Adam.
True. He's one of the greatest actors.
I was about
actors.
To say something. And you...
We should do that during...
I'm trying to share my personal experience.
We should do that in between apps.
For 20% off your first order, visit macwell.com and enter promo code cumtown20 at checkout.
I love it. I love that.
Cumtown20. Yeah, if you don't like the underwear, you can complain and they'll refund you. You can keep the underwear, no question.
I might
yeah.
go fucking buy some underwear.
They're nice, dude. Honestly, I've been trying to get more, but they've I guess had some kind of stock shortage thing.
I was looking for new sweatpants. And I went on a list of best sweatpants, and Mack Weldon's consistently on all of those lists. Wow. I have to say.
You this hear is, that, folks?
Yeah. Don't listen to me. Listen to
Are
Gentleman's
Quarterly.
You
sure you weren't looking for a dress to wear?
No, I wasn't looking for a dress.
He was looking for a dress.
It was a gift. It was for a gift.
Wow.
It was for a gift.
So that's so you were getting sweatpants for somebody, dress. But you were looking for dresses for yourself.
He yeah, was
so
looking for a dress to wear to the bathroom.
Yep. Getting all dolled up to go to the bathroom and have gay sex. Adam yeah. putting on lipstick, doing his nails.
You should have seen it. You should have seen it. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I like
him.
To get gussied up.
You know how he is. He goes in there and he kisses guys. He kisses guys. You should see the way he kisses
them. What is this, Cosby Trump?
I don't know. I'm so far gone. Victory.
Victory.
So yeah, go code promo code COMETOWN20.
Victory.
Nice. That's honestly, you're right. That sounds like straight up Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Pope of Greenwich Village. First of all, Eric Roberts plays it so over the top; it's hilarious. But also, Mickey Rourke is just a deadbeat, unemployed Italian man.
I'll be right back.
That's fine. I'm talking about the Pope of Greenwich Village.
Well, we'll continue.
Have you seen the Pope of Greenwich Village?
No, I haven't.
So he's just a fucking... He has no job. He's got a kid already that he doesn't pay mm-hmm. for. He's in debt. He says... He claims that he has two Shylocks to feed, which I don't know exactly what that means. It's,
I think
guess,
it's a money lender.
I think exactly. Yeah. He owes money, so yeah. He's got two Shys to feed. And... but yeah, Eric Roberts is like his fucking cousin who gets him fired... And always fucks his life up.
Oh, he's a bad cousin.
Yeah, Paulie. Mm-hmm. And
who made it?
I don't know. It's a fun movie, but
yeah,
it's
I gotta
kind of
watch it.
It's kind of fucking stupid, but it was a fun watch. But anyway, he gets Daryl Hannah pregnant.
Oh,
and a hot piece of ace, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. And she's like, he gets fired, and she's like. Why don't we just, I could pick up some extra shifts. You could get a job as a waiter. He's like, I'm not going to be no fucking waiter. He's like, what the fuck do I look like being a fucking waiter?
Yeah.
And she leaves him and he hits her and then she leaves him. Mm-hmm. And he basically chooses this woman who loves him and is willing to do anything. He chooses to instead just hang around Greenwich Village with his stupid fucking... cousin mm-hmm. who almost gets them killed by and have to fight the mafia. He has to like fight a mob boss instead of just having an honest life with a hot ass woman.
Yeah.
And it basically reads like anti-Italian propaganda. Like he's supposed to be sympathetic, but he's just a real big piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that is the Italian way. If you had your choice between a beautiful blonde, you know, wasp,
yeah,
or to kiss your male cousin on the lips.
It's crazy. I just went to the bathroom, and while I was in there,
you're Mack Weldon.
No, I thought about my book at Dottie. It just popped into my head. I started thinking about it.
Really?
The sports betting website.
That's awesome. I was actually just thinking about that too, and how I would love a good place to continue to bet and win a lot of money.
Did you see
on
that
sports?
Guy that lost $27,000 betting on the election at mybookie.ag, and he like sent the customer service an email demanding a refund because of the election
cheating?
Because
it was cheating.
That's awesome. I hope he does not get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just a bad beat, and you got to take that, brother.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's actually the first guy I ever heard of in my life losing money on mybookie.ag.
Yeah, he's probably pretty much the only person.
It's basically the only person.
Yeah.
Because this is a website that you bet your money, and you will always win.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. You will never lose.
You'll always make money.
You'll always make money. In the long run, if you're smart, you'll always make money.
Mm-hmm. Unless you bet on Donald Trump winning the
election. That's true.
Which everybody keeps messaging me. I can't find the hat. Adam, did you take the hat back?
No, it's at your house.
Wait, what
it's
was
literally
the,
not?
What was the
bet? He has to eat his hat.
I'm gonna eat that hat.
Oh, I said you said Biden, Trump was gonna win. I said Biden will win, and he said if he does.
That's what you said you were gonna
eat
your hat about?
I'll eat my hat, and then he said he described the hat that he stole.
No, I remember. I remember that hat.
Which Adam, why don't you tell the story about how you got that hat?
How did I get it? Oh, I was a truck PA for an indie film, and someone left it in the truck when I moved to New York.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What do you think it was?
You didn't take it from your friend from Norway?
No, I don't know anyone.
Yeah,
from
you
Norway.
Did, dude. That's you. Absolutely did. You told me you did. You fucking stole that hat from somebody else.
Well, to be fair, Nick, that two wrongs don't make a right. You don't get to steal from Adam because he stole from some Norwegian poor fucking Mama Luke that trusted Adam. Mm-hmm. You stole from your own friend. But to be fair, Nick, that makes you no better than Adam.
Yeah, you stole from
your friend.
From your best friend and husband.
Well, I'm going to eat the hat.
You got it.
You're not going to eat the hat.
I would if it was still in my closet.
Eat the hat. I want the hat back.
That's why I'm going to eat it.
We could share the hat.
That's why I'm eating it. You got to find a deal that benefits everybody.
Yep.
That does is everybody.
It benefits me for sure.
Everybody gets a piece of the hat. We're going to cut it up and we're all going to eat it.
I wonder what kind of odds my bookie is putting on Donald Trump winning 2024. That would be
That's
fun.
That's smart money.
That's a fun 100 bucks to throw down and forget about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little Grover Cleveland action.
Yeah. Right.
But the thing people don't remember about that election is that Grover Cleveland went up against
Teddy Roosevelt.
Chester A. Arthur. And Chester A. Arthur was gay.
I thought Teddy Roosevelt split the vote or something. Or no, wait, that's the fat motherfucker.
I don't know. Who cares? Now that Alex Trebek is dead, there's
no reason to know trivia.
Shit.
We'll never be friends.
Why don't they
them?
Give us Jeopardy?
Wait, was Chester gay for real? One of them was gay. Yeah, I thought some guy named Pierce was gay.
Buster Chester.
One of them had like one of his boys in the White House. And everyone says that he fucked him in the ass.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There is one gay president for sure.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Walt Whitman.
No,
Walt Whitman was a gay president.
He was a pedophile.
No,
he's
just
president.
A pedophile who went to like a fucking cabin and everyone fucking was like, ooh, big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, all of life was living in a fucking cabin.
What I did know is that Trump's the only president to ever be impeached, lose the popular vote, and only serve one term ever.
Nice.
Which that rocks.
I guess that makes sense.
That rules.
Dude, he hit the trifecta, baby.
I mean, that makes you like imagine fucking up every aspect of becoming president and still
beating Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I still did it. I did it. Mm-hmm. She's a cunt. I didn't even say that she was a cunt, but she is.
It's fun seeing he ate shit, on that. But Hillary ate more shit.
My book.
That's why it's fun.
Mybookie.ag.
Mm-hmm.
Mybookie.ag. What could I say about mybookie.ag?
Mybookie.ag.
Without having the copy directly in front of me.
Mm-hmm. So much, honestly, that it doesn't even. It's hard to start.
Let me count the ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Christopher.
Christopher, Mr. Secretary of State.
You know, you're part eggplant. I love this guy. What is he? Fucking Chinese? What are you, Chinese? Well, yeah, it's funny that you'd say that to me, sitting there knowing full well that you're Chinese.
That's his comeback?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm part black. Well, whatever your race is actually Jewish and Chinese. So maybe you can tell me where your son Clarence is.
So he thinks that Dennis Hopper is Jewish and Chinese?
Yeah. Oh, I'm black? Well, you're fucking... You're a piece of shit is what you are, pal.
Jewish and Chinese, there's a lot of that combo running around.
Oh, yeah, those guys are coming up heavy right now.
Mm. Guys, I'm not worried about the guys.
I mean, those people.
Fucking dude.
Yeah, Adam hears gay. Anything and he's like, well, guys?
I'm talking.
That is lazy, Nick. That is lazy.
But you know what? It's really
that
good.
That's funny.
The whole point of the show.
It is very funny.
Sometimes those are the
you
best ones.
You have attained
ones,
the laziest.
And that one really
that
got
one
me.
That one rocked. It was very funny.
Let's hear
more about how I'm lazy.
No, I'm lazier. You know.
Let's hear more about how I'm not doing my job.
And he immediately defeated
you. You're right, dude. I'm not pulling my weight.
I'm pulling
You're
my
right,
weight.
Dude. I'm definitely dragging the show down.
I'm not dragging
overall.
Anything.
I definitely fucking contribute absolutely nothing to
this
show.
I say guys and then you...
All I ask of
you gold.
Is once every 4 years,
yes.
I take a hat and then eat it to produce further content for this show.
Yeah, that's true.
Even my act of even my parasitic nature is ultimately something
right.
beneficial
that is
to
true.
The group.
From where I'm standing as a guy who doesn't own the hat in
yes.
any way, shape, or form, Nick eating the hat is a big boon to me.
That's the national
so
equilibrium.
In some ways, he takes it from Adam to give to
and
me.
And Ringo always kept the time, okay?
That's right,
he
yeah.
never beat out of time.
It's time right. to have gay sex.
It's time.
I'm looking at the watch right now, and it says
it's time to pull your dick out.
It's time to pull your dick out.
That
put
was
it
his
in
role.
My mouth.
A lot of people.
Was that
like,
line in fucking Wrongfully Accused? It's just like the Beatles said. She loves me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Beatles
That's
said
right.
it the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She loves me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The line where the woman.
It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders.
Yeah.
He's on the Bucks.
He's
now.
Tampa.
He's on
yeah.
the Bucks.
They lost big.
What are they named
football.
After? Dollar Bills? Mm. Oh, that's my favorite team. It's actually, it's short for Buccaneers. What? Is there a team called the Dollars?
Okay.
I don't know if I can like football anymore.
Mm-hmm. Him being shocked that it's the Buccaneers.
I thought it meant the Dollars.
Yeah, I don't... You're doing an annoying guy.
It's a Chinese guy.
No, it's a Chinese.
He's one of your guys. A half yeah. Jewish, half
those
Chinese
guys. Those
guy.
Guys are coming up.
It's fucking.
Those
it's,
guys are coming
it's
up.
Dennis Hopper in True Romance.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. But to my point is because I'm straight, mm-hmm. I'm saying I like that combo of half Jewish, half Chinese girl.
Yeah,
it's mm-hmm. hot.
I haven't seen Clarence in years.
Last time I saw him, we were getting lo mein latkes.
Last time Clarence was here, we got lo mein, and then we ate a couple of pennies. And I sent him on his way after taking the pennies back.
Uh-huh. After taking them out of his shit.
Clarence shows up here 3 weeks ago, says I need 32 cents. I got my chopsticks out and pulled them out of my coin purse, handed it over to him. That was the last I saw Clarence.
That music.
So you know, you're part eggplant.
I love this guy. We penis.
Mm-hmm.
Use promo code Cumtown to suck my penis. Visit mybookieonline.com
right.
today. That
.ag.
Mybookieonline today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code Cumtown when creating your account to claim.
Wait, is it mybookie.online now?
No, it's mybookieonline.
Oh.
The copy
go
thing.
Online to my bookie.
Yeah, you can find them. They definitely owned that Donald Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He got fucking owned.
Big time owned.
It would be kind of funny watching the alt-right turn into like...
resistance libs?
Well, yeah, basically
yeah.
The screaming woman at the inauguration.
Yeah, kind yeah, of yeah, have.
Yeah. Somebody photoshopped a MAGA hat on that woman,
mm-hmm.
and that Ian Miles Ching Chong guy like retweeted it, and he was like, "It's so sad that the right has to like Photoshop pictures of the left to express their point." And it's like, yeah, that's because it's like
it hasn't happened. We'll have that lady.
Of course, dude.
That lady's going to happen.
She's coming.
Yeah.
Although that initial lady was so good. Mm-hmm. Even when, like, you're pissed that he won.
Here's the thing, too. This is all, it's all just bullshit anyways. It's not, like, really about fucking politics for most people. So just jump ship. Uh-huh. Just pretend like, oh, of course I voted for Biden. If you're a Trump guy, just pretend you voted for Biden and you wanted him to win. That's what winners do. You know who would do that? Donald Trump.
For sure.
100%.
You want to be more like Trump? The most Trump thing Trump could do right now is be like, I voted for Biden.
Yeah.
I said he was going to win the whole time.
I told you so.
I was the one saying it. Of course, I got these people around me. They say, oh, we gotta keep our jobs. I don't. I'm rich.
I'm ready for Trump News Network, dude.
Yeah.
TNN.
It's going to be sick.
I'm ready for him to be a judge on Dancing with the Stars.
Just call the women pigs. Mm-hmm.
You look like an absolute pig.
Yeah. I went from feeling like, oh, Joe Biden, if he doesn't get like 90%, it's a fail, to now thinking that it's the most logical conclusion in terms of narrative to have like a mentally enfeebled man beat Donald Trump after these last 4 years. Have America say, we're going to choose a more retarded guy.
Yep. It's very funny.
It's very funny.
I know. Plus Kamala, let's not forget.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there. She's out there with her family.
I'm not the first person to give pussy in this office, and I'm not going to be the last.
That guy Doug, though.
I may be the first person to make a pussy fart into the microphone, but I will not be the last.
Yep. Yeah. I hope she put those pussy farts.
And this is for everyone who thought they were going to be here and didn't make it.
And she puts the microphone down towards her pussy. And then just see a sea of women in blue. I'm still with her shirts like, yeah!
Because you know that's my pussy farting.
We're people.
Yes.
Were people in Astoria celebrating Donald Trump's defeat?
Yeah, big time.
They were out on the streets.
Yeah. I mean, not as much as Brooklyn, but yeah. Yeah. It was popping off, dude. Even
the white ladies here were stoked.
Oh yeah.
They were really happy.
I bet you a lot of guys got pussy they didn't deserve on election.
People were taking shots on the street.
Yeah.
Around the corner from me. They were very happy about it.
I bet you the pussy was flowing like fucking wine, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I was feeling a little under the weather.
I didn't get pussy out of respect for our president.
Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fuck until January 20th.
The movie I was in came out, finally.
Nice. It did?
Yeah.
VOD?
The beginning and end of my acting career.
No, dude.
You'll get some stuff.
You're a good actor.
I don't know about that, but it definitely is fun. I can see why people like acting.
Oh yeah.
I guess I can talk about it now that the movie's out.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're not gonna. I mean, movie theaters are canceled.
Yeah, that sucks. It really sucks. The way the movie you were in is rolled out is very little.
What platform? Well, I mean, I'm barely in. I have like one or two.
Yeah, but you would have been. You would have gone to like the premiere and shit.
I did. It was in Toronto. Oh, I went up to.
You went to the festival.
To TIFF. Yeah.
No.
But it's crazy because, like, you know, it's nice that I can finally, like, talk about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it was so much fun. Because, like, working in production when you're, like, on the truck or whatever, and everyone's like, yeah, can you lick my asshole real quick? Right. And you're like, I don't know, my tongue's still, like, dry from having to get all the dust off the lenses with it. Whatever bullshit I had to do, which I'm exaggerating. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, we
it
was just like, sat hey,
can,
in the truck.
Can you not double park the truck in a fire lane? I'm like, just because I'm the lowest guy on the ladder, huh?
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm a disabled, I don't work here. I'm a disabled person trying to get into it.
I'm a disabled firefighter. I need the hydrant.
But really, though, yeah, when you're like acting in a thing, everybody just kisses your ass.
Yeah, when you're talent.
Well, yeah, because they have to call you that. It has to be built into your job title that you're good at.
That you're talented. Right,
right. Because, like, the people that are very good at it are such, like, you know, temperamental fucking, like, psychos that, you know.
I know. It is really funny.
Yeah. They have to, you, like, they just like to make sure that you don't have a meltdown and ruin the whole day for everyone.
Right. It's like a fucking
it's
baby.
Like, yeah, it's like built in. Yeah, no, it's like being a baby.
Yeah.
It's like you get to go be a baby for a day. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard. Yeah. Like, it's
you
hard.
You say
like,
the words.
Yeah. Like, it is hard to, like, get good at acting, whatever. But, like, in terms of physically taxing, like, mm-hmm. you're just acting some shit out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you're the star or something, that's hard. But,
yeah.
But if you just pop in for, like, a fucking scene,
yeah,
that's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's rocks. A pretty cool gig.
Yeah, I really want to, now, after doing that, I was like, man, if I could just be the guy at the beginning of every SVU that's like, I told you, I'd take the trash out next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this, a dead baby? Hey, Mikey, get over here. I think this woman's been raped to death in the elevator.
The first suspect.
There's a woman's pussy all ground up in the elevator gears.
Hey, what the hell is this? I wanted a hot dog, boom, not boom, a guy's boom, cock boom, that got chopped boom. Off.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get a number two with the sausage. What the fuck is this? It's a woman's breasts flattened out with cum all over it from a suspect.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, my dick's fucking small.
That's the thing, Elliot. They went to get a sandwich, and what they got instead was a little girl's pussy. Someone's going around all the sandwich shops in Staten Island, changing all the sandwiches to little girl's pussy.
Changing them all. Yeah.
Somebody done fucked me in my ass. My fellow Americans.
Yep.
The Mujahideen have fucked me in my ass.
The Mujahideen.
The Mujahideen have fucked me in my ass.
The Mujahideen have fucked me in my ass.
The Mujahideen have fucked me in my ass.
That's honestly my favorite fucking thing ever.
Yeah. Mybookie.ag promo code Cumtown.
That's right.
For something where they match up to like $1,000 or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it changes, but
it's pretty cool, man.
It changes.
It's a good deal.
It changes every time. It's not the same thing.
Oh, also, I should say the show in Connecticut got canceled.
The show in Connecticut is canceled. We'll just bang out all the plugs. Cumtown for shirts. If you want this podcast, our host is now doing a little switcheroo. Sometimes the episode is gone or the podcast is inaccessible for a week.
Was it a week? I thought it was like 2 days.
Nah, it was like 4 days. But yeah, because they're good guys. Like, we do it with Shout Engine, mm-hmm. and I like them,
mm-hmm.
but them is, like, four people, I think.
Right.
So when, like, big shit like that happens and they're inundated with, like, messages, there's, you know, you just have to wait until it gets fixed. But otherwise, yeah. So if you want, if this show ever goes down again, the Patreon has a whole backlog.
Yep.
Because it was really wild. People were like, I'm trying to listen to old episodes. I'm like, what? This is probably the nicest weather I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah, if you were on the East Coast and you messaged us about it being down.
Yeah, go outside.
That, I mean, times are tough. Bro, you got to change your shit around. Your whole life is fucked up.
Dude, me and Adam went with Will and Matt, and I guess I got it worse than the rest of them, but I was dreading.
I felt the same way.
I was dreading what kind of like pain I'd be in, and just fucking.
I was sore from catch.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
I was sore.
I think I got like elbow tendonitis from throwing a baseball like fucking 15
from
times.
Home run derby.
Yeah.
I was swinging
the bat. Anytime I would check swing, having to like stop the motion.
Oh,
it just like in my fucking elbow, my shoulder, my hip.
The shoulder.
Yeah.
We should kill ourselves.
And it's weird because it's like, you know, you have this memory of like the muscle memory from when you're like a child of like doing these things. And also, too, just how like demoralizing it is to make contact with the ball and hit it as far as you did when you were 8 years old.
Yeah. Just shallow left field.
Yeah, right.
Just a little blooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just feels like a home run. Yeah. I love the sound of the crack.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at swinging a bat, dude. I never did. I was scared of baseball, and it was an American-ass sport, so I never really played
it. My parents put me in baseball.
With the peanuts and Cracker Jack.
They put me in because they thought it was the more American sport and it's the less athletic sport. I wish I went into soccer.
Well, that's what makes it more American is it's for everybody. Yeah. It's a game for everybody.
Fat guys.
It's for fat guys.
You could be fat.
You could be a fat guy and play baseball.
Remember David Wells?
Of course.
Everybody.
Icon.
Everybody.
Legend.
Is that? Everybody.
Pretty good.
That's it.
Pretty good.
Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. Yes.
We'll get it.
Oh, also, I want to say
that's so cute,
by the time this comes
we'll out, get it.
Yeah, we'll get it together. I'm part of this. I'm part of this.
By the time this comes out,
don't erase.
2021 calendar should be out.
Definitely get that.
The Stavi Baby 2021's. I went to the studio. I hired an artist to fucking whip some shit up. Mm-hmm. We got some nice stuff going. You're gonna love it. So yeah,
if you have all the holidays on all the calendar squares,
we got some we got the major holidays in.
You have Israel Independence Day?
Absolutely not. Certainly not. And
do you see Trump unfollowed Israel?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so sick.
I love him, dude.
Yeah, I love him, too.
So check that shit out, and hopefully I'll be in Bananas Comedy Club in December.
Wait,
in
Cincinnati?
Atlantic City. No, not Go Bananas, just Bananas. And that's Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, December.
Yeah, we wanted to name it Go Bananas, but that was already taken, so we just went with Bananas.
And also Atlantic City Comedy Club. Hopefully there is no...
My dream was always to have a club called Bananas, Go Bananas.
Mm-hmm. Go Bananas.
I mean, there had to be a banana theme.
It had to be banana.
Because what we're trying to do is trick the blacks into coming in.
All right. There it is.
Okay.
So anyway...
all right. Hey, name it Bananas and trick...
No,
trick
Joe,
black people into going in.
Joe, stop it.
Cut his mic.
That
Kamala.
Is not. That's what.
Oh,
that,
everything was segregated, and I was one of the first people that said, "Let's call everything bananas," and help the economy
to reintegrate. Yeah.
And I apologize. The shows in Connecticut got canceled. There were some weird restrictions, and it just made sense not to do shows in a casino in Connecticut. So hopefully, I can go back when Corona's. Now that Joe Biden is solving coronavirus. Hopefully, I guarantee you, once it's safe, I will be doing a tour everywhere. I can't wait.
Also, we're pushing up on the deadline to order shirts at come.town. If you want them before the holidays, just to be safe, you should give yourself like 2 to 3 weeks for them to ship the order. Because if you catch them in between like prints, then it's going to be
you might get your ass cheeks.
You
fucked.
Might get your cheeks clapped.
Oh, also, I'm going to be auctioning.
My chicks clapped.
I'm going to be auctioning off some paintings before the holidays as well. I'll get them framed to make them look nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice, dude.
And it's all going to charity.
Guy's name Charity.
Yeah, is her? It's a strip.
A guy.
No,
named
it's a
charity.
Hot stripper named Charity.
It's her brother.
Come on, man.
It's a brother's name. A girl named Charity's brother.
The St. Jude's. It's going to St. Jude.
St. Jude's Penis Hospital.
1% of it will be
it's
going to...
It's very funny that there's only one Jewish saint, and he's the one that's always asking for extra change.
For kids, though. For sick kids.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The hospital is for sick kids. Sure, yeah. They put on clown noses and make the sick kids feel like they're not going to die tomorrow.
St. Jude is the patron saint of asking for maybe rounding up the dollar maybe to $2 maybe?
For the kids.
It's $1.78. Why not? Just give me 12 more cents.
For the kids for and the for kids. The for their incredibly well-compensated executive staff.
It's for the kids. Right. It's for the kids.
Yeah.
They used to have, before movies would start, if you showed up like 30, I don't know why I've done that in my life.
Show you get half to, hour early.
You get to them. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe it was my dad's fault. I don't know. But
my mom would do that. We would get there pretty early.
My mom would do it too. My mom used to do that with like the airport. Where it's like we'd have to fly somewhere and she'd be like
7 hours early.
15 hours before the flight, you know, and then brutal. You're just sitting there fucking pissed.
I hated that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she wouldn't let you buy anything because it was marked up prices.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody should buy anything in the airport. You should shoplift from LaGuardia.
Yep.
I stole.
LaGuardia is asking for it.
So
dude.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
LaGuardia is walking through an alley with a mini skirt on.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. LaGuardia should not have been wearing that.
I think I'm lost. I think these con bars are lost in this alley, putting a cash register all the way over by the magazines. It's 50 feet away.
That's right. I usually just eat one while I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah, I breezed past the register and I was like, I didn't want to buy this, but it touched my penis by accident, so I feel weird putting it back on the show.
So I'm just going to throw it away out there.
I'm going to throw it away out there. I'm just throwing this out because it touched my penis as I was walking past.
It would be wrong for anyone else.
I was worried a kid might get my penis germs in his mouth. I'll keep it down. All right, see you later. Yeah, I'm going to Orlando.
Always.
It's my first time in Orlando. What's up, man? Yeah, no, I just saw your fucking Marlins hat. I thought maybe you were also going to Orlando. Yeah, my penis touched this kind bar. Yeah, no, it's first time flying, so
I'm pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited, dude. Before this, I've only ever been in a truck. Yeah, the only other type of thing I've been in is a truck, I guess, in an elevator one time.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was looking at your hat and I walked past and my penis grazed. My penis grazed all the parfait cups. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes it's, because I like using the hole when I pee, but a lot of times I forget to put my penis back in, especially if it's one of those bathrooms where they say employees must wash hands.
It's confusing.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, which is, it's weird that, you know, you're only supposed to wash your hands if you have a job, but I'm actually working it. I've been working at, what's a funny place for that guy to work at? Boston Market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a job there. I start when I get back from, I'm going on a trip to Orlando to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I start next week, but I got a credit card and I max it out.
Always wanted to see Disney.
Yeah, because I really wanted it. My childhood dream was always to ride an airplane. And I didn't know where else. No, Disneyland's fucking gay, but I figured if there was a package and stuff, so it was like $15,000 to stay at Disney World. To stay in the castle, and you get to fuck Cinderella from what I've heard on Reddit. It's a website.
Reddit. All right. Time for lunch, folks. Which button do I press?
The red.
The red button.
See?